Turn with me to Luke, the first chapter, the first four verses of the chapter. This is going to be a little different sermon than what we've been doing. Don't worry, we'll get back to grinding through a book here shortly. But I wanted, it being the first of the year, I wanted to kind of go back to some basics. I remember reading a story one time about the beloved Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi was very upset with his team because they were just making all kinds of mistakes on the field. And so he came in and he got a football and he says, "Fellas, we're going back to the basics." And he held that football up to him. "This is a football." And one of his players looked at him and says, "Coach, can you slow down a bit? If we're going to worship God, don't you think that we need to know Him?" And this really goes back to all the sermons we went back in 1 John about knowing God, about knowing who the real Jesus is. And so, keeping that in mind, we're going to go 100 miles an hour today. And I may not look up a whole lot, but I can assure you that by the end of the sermon, we're going to have a better grasp on who Jesus, who God is. So let's look in Luke chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. "Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you in an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed." Luke was a traveling companion of the Apostle Paul from his second missionary journey on. And though he was not an eyewitness to the events of his gospel, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he drew from eyewitness, written, and verbal accounts of Jesus. And through careful investigation, he determined to write an orderly account of the life of Jesus in order to provide a firm foundation for the faith of his friend Theophilus. By the way, that name means friend of God. He was a Roman official recently converted to Christ. And he says, "I'm writing this to you to let you know the truth, an orderly account of the life of Jesus so that you can get to know Him." And though Luke essentially covers the same events as Matthew and Mark, he does from a different perspective. Matthew presents Jesus as the King of the Jews. Mark presents Jesus as a servant of Jehovah. Luke presents Jesus as the perfect man. And Matthew emphasizes what Jesus said. Mark emphasizes what Jesus did. And Luke emphasizes what Jesus is. And Luke presents the perfect humanity of Christ's nature in both the teachings and the activities of Jesus. Among the things, the aspects of His perfect humanity, Christ's human dependence upon prayer, His need for the Holy Spirit, His universal concern for humanity, His Christ human poverty, and His human sympathy for others. So do you know His name? We're going to be looking at some aspects of Jesus today. You know, we consider our name to be among our most prized possessions. In Proverbs 22:1, it says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches, to be esteemed better than silver and gold." And you think that, you know what? I was always told growing up, you know, you better act right because it's our family name and that's important. You're representing our family. And that's important. And when someone slanders your name, it gets you upset, doesn't it? Because you work hard to try to gather a good name, to have a good name. So it's something prized. And Jesus' name is the most precious name of all. He is a name that is given to Him that is above all other names. There are at least 171 names and titles given to Him in the Bible. He's first mentioned in Genesis 3 as the seed of the woman, and mentioned last in Revelation 22 as the Lord Jesus. The prophet Isaiah called him the Wonderful Counselor, called Him Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And it said that when He would come, His name would be Emmanuel, God with us. And in his gospel, Luke uses at least 32 different names and titles of our Lord. Among those are Jesus. He used that 100 times in Luke. Son of the Most High, Son of God, My Lord, used 102 times. My Savior, Horn of Salvation, Most High, the Lord, Rising Sun, Savior, Christ the Lord, Consolation of Israel, the Lord's Christ, used 14 times. Son of David, Physician, Jesus of Nazareth, Holy One of God, Master, Lord, God, Son of Man, Bridegroom, Lord of the Sabbath, Jesus, Son of the Most High, the Christ of God, Teacher, Good Teacher, the King, the Stone, the Capstone, the King of the Jews, and the Chosen One. Those were all great names. Important names. Descriptive names. And in Philippians 2, 10 and 11, it says, at His name, every knee will ultimately bow, whether in heaven, on earth, or under the earth, and all will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. At His name, not mine, and not yours. The religious leaders of the day called Him Rabbi. The political leaders called Him King. His disciples called Him Master. The angels called Him Jesus. But I call Him Lord. He is my Lord. The mention of His name brings peace to the troubled, comfort to the sorrowful, rest to the weary, health to the sick, hope to the hopeless, joy to the sad, and forgiveness to the sinner. His is the only name under heaven whereby we can be saved. No other name. And when I hear the name Jesus, it is precious. And it certainly should never be used in the form of an oath or a curse. His name has inspired some of the sweetest songs. Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus. There's something about that name that is precious. Comforting. It's motivated the noblest service. In Jesus' name we do this. And has promoted the loftiest ideas in human history. Jesus, the name of Jesus, has changed the entire world. So do you know His name? In His name has a lot of the characteristics of who He is. But do you know His character? Do you know His character? Only of Jesus can it be said that He is holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. Every one of us in here are sinners. And only Jesus is not, only Jesus can it be said that He's not. It's just simply the fact. Only Jesus can it be said that He went around doing good. Now we do some good, but He does good. Everywhere He went and everything He did. Someone described the character of Jesus as follows. To the artist, He's the one altogether lovely. To the architect, he's the chief cornerstone. To the astronomer, he is a son of righteousness. To the baker, he is the bread of living life. To the biologist, he is the life. To the builder, he is the true cornerstone. To the carpenter, he is the sure foundation. To the doctor, he is the great physician. To the editor, he is the good tidings of great joy. To the educator, he is the great teacher. To the farmer, he is the sower and Lord of the harvest. To the florist, he is the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. And to the geologist, he is the rock of ages. To the judge, he is the righteous judge. To the juror, he is the true witness. To the servant, he is the good master. To the student, he is the incarnate truth. And to the toiler, he is the giver of rest. To the sinner, he's the Lamb of God that takes the sins of the world away. And to the Christian, he is the Son of the living God, the Savior, the Redeemer, and he's the Lord. Do you know that about him? Do you know that God? Do you know that Jesus? He just didn't come and show up, but he also had a message. He had a message. It's an important message to a lost and dying mankind. And although he had little formal education or training, he spoke powerfully from his heart to the hearts of men. He spoke in the common language of the people to enormous crowds, sometimes to small groups, more often to his band of disciples, and on occasion to certain individuals. But his message was always characterized by the simplicity of expression and the depth of thought. Not only was it simple, but it was deep. Do you know how deep it was? How that can be? One of the most deep and complicated piece of theology is found in a simple little song. That same little song that I quoted a while ago. Jesus loves me, this I know. That's deep. And he spoke in that way. In a way that would change people's hearts and change people's lives. To those who heard him, it was obvious that he was a teacher come from God. And they were amazed because he spoke as one who had authority. And not like the scribes who were going, well, I believe this and I think this. No, he said, this is the truth. And people go, okay, I believe you. And they explained, they actually said this. No one ever spoke the way this man speaks. His style of teaching was unique, different than that of professional teachers of his day or even ours. He taught without a classroom or credentials. He taught anyone, anywhere, anytime. He taught without pretense, without hypocrisy, and without fear. He taught with simple words, picture speech, vivid illustrations, and he spoke most of all with divine authority. He taught the learned law, doctor of the law. Those people who knew the entire Old Testament, he taught them. He taught the sinful woman at the well. He taught the young rich ruler and the poor beggar. He taught anybody and everyone who would listen. And of him it was said that the common people heard him gladly. They listened. They wanted to hear more of what he said. His message was clear. He demanded repentance. He promised forgiveness. He proclaimed freedom. He pronounced blessings. He set a new standard of righteousness, not men's, but God's standard of righteousness. He declared the kingdom. He taught how to pray. He called for obedience. He warned of judgment. And then he did the best thing of all. He extended the invitation for all to come to him. Wow, what a message. What a master teacher he was. So everyone that he talked to was saved. Everyone that he talked to and dealt with and they listened to him were believers. No. Many of them just fell away. Many shook their heads and went on. If Jesus can preach like this and teach like this and still people turn away, is it no wonder that can I measure up or can anyone else measure up to God, to his teaching? And we wonder why they turn away. It wasn't because they were turning me away or anyone else. They were rejecting the message of repentance, and righteousness, and salvation. But he was a teacher. So what did he do? What did he do? Do you know his work? What he did in this life. You know, and a lot of times it's not what you say, but it's actually what you do that's the most important. It's not what you're called. It's not what you're perceived to be. But it's actually what you do that makes the difference. And it all adds up together to say, yeah, you're right. You're who you say you are. But it was his work that really made the difference here. From his early childhood days, Luke records that he understood that his work was to be about his Father's business. Beginning at the age of 30, his work of 3 years of public ministry was that of a preacher, teacher, and a healer. He taught us the true meaning and the true application of God's Word. He preached righteousness. He preached repentance. And he preached regeneration. He healed the sick. He opened the eyes of the blind. He cleansed the leper. He made the lame walk. He calmed the distressed. He made the dumb talk and the deaf hear. And he raised the dead. But his greatest work, out of all those other things, his greatest work was that of redemption. He went willingly to the cross. He endured the shame. He suffered the agony. He poured out his blood and he died for all sinful men, for you and for me. That's what he did. That was his greatest work for us. You know, a lot of times I work, and we all do, and we receive money for our work. His work for us, his payment was death. He took upon the sins of the entire world. He took God's wrath upon him. And his work did not stop at the cross. Because 3 days after he died, he rose again. And 40 days after that, he was ascended into heaven, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. And from there, he looks down, awaiting the day to come back again to get us. His work has not stopped. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, he is convicting hearts. The same message is being preached and touching hearts, and lives are being changed even today. He continues his work today as the resurrected, exalted Christ, ever making intercession for us. So just as Luke wanted to introduce his friend to Jesus, I want to do the same for you this morning. Do you know him? Do you know him? Now, I don't mean, yes, I've heard his name. Yes, I've sung about him. I've been in church all my life. Do you know him? And the way that John wrote later on about knowing, really and truly knowing him, walking with him in fellowship. Do you know his characteristics? The more you get to know Jesus, the more you're going to love him. And the more you're going to be with him, want to be with him. So I want you to meet Jesus. No, not literally, not now. I want you to know him, and I want you to meet him here today. I want you to meet Jesus the King. Jesus is the King of the Jews. Jesus is the King of Israel. He is the King of the ages. He is the King of heaven. He is the King of glory. He is the King of kings, and He is the Lord of lords. Do you get it? Is He King in your heart and your life? Is He first? The heavens declare His glory, and the firmament declare show His handiwork. He is the first and the last. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the H and Z. He is the first fruit of them that slept. He is the I am that I am. He is the voice in the burning bush. He is the captain of the Lord's host. He is the conqueror of Jericho. By Him were all things made that were made. And without Him was nothing made. We're talking about Jesus, by the way. All things were made by Jesus. And by Him, all things are held together. In Him was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He was the culmination of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit all in that body, walking on this earth. He is the very God of very God. He is our kinsman redeemer. He is the avenger of our blood. He's our city of refuge. He's our performing high priest, our personal prophet, and our reigning king. I'm not making this up, guys. This is Scripture. I can go to a verse for every one of these, telling us about who He is. He's enduringly strong, entirely sincere, eternally steadfast, immortally graceful, imperially powerful, impartially merciful. He stands alone in Himself. There's no one like Him. He is preeminent, supreme, and He is unparalleled. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He is the highest personality in philosophy. He is the fundamental doctrine in theology. And He's the supreme problem in higher criticism. He is only one capable of supplying all of our needs simultaneously. It's just amazing. No barriers can hinder Him from pouring out a blessing. If He wants to bless you, He'll bless you. And there's nothing that can stop Him. He is available to the tempted. He's available to the tried. He blesses the young. He cleanses the leper. He defends the feeble. He discharges the debtors. He delivers the captives. He forgives the sinners. He guards the besieged. He heals the sick. He provides strength for the weak. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. He serves the unfortunate. He sympathizes, and He saves us. His offices are many. His reign is righteous. His promises are sure. His goodness is limitless. His light is matchless. His grace is sufficient. His love never changes. His mercy is everlasting. His word is enough. His yoke is easy. And His burden is light. Man. I wish I'd have wrote that. I didn't. Some of you probably heard it. But it's all true. Every second of it, every sentence of it. He is indescribable. He is irresistible. He is indispensable. I don't even know if I can say the rest of this. The heaven of heaven cannot contain Him. Man cannot explain Him. The Pharisees couldn't stand Him, but they learned they couldn't stop Him. Pilate couldn't find fault with Him. And the witnesses couldn't agree against Him. Herod couldn't kill Him. Death couldn't handle Him. And the grave could not hold Him. Man. What a wonderful Jesus. What a wonderful Savior. He has always been and always will be. He has no predecessor. He has no successor. It's kind of fits this time. You can't impeach him. And he ain't going to resign. He is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And so I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you know him? I mean, really, do you know him? Is this the God? Is this the Jesus that you worship? The one that loves you so much that he went to the cross to die for you. Took upon the wrath of his own Father upon him so that we would have the opportunity of eternal life. One more time, do you know him? Do you know my Jesus? The most beautiful and wonderful, loving person to ever live is Jesus. The most important thing that you could ever do in your life is to get to know him. But you can know him intellectually. You can know of him. And you can do that through a study of the Gospels. You can know everything he did and said and found in the Gospels. And that's good. That's important to do. But what is more important is to know him personally and intimately through faith. Intellectual knowledge is to know facts about him, while intimate knowledge is to know him, the real person. One faith is of the head, and the other is of the heart. There are too many folks today who believe it's enough just to have that head knowledge. And I'm going to tell you something. If that's all you have of him, and you don't have a heart knowledge of him, then you don't know him. You really don't know him. And so this morning, the invitation is going to be to you and to me. If you've never known Jesus in the way that he's been portrayed this morning, may I plead with you just for a second? Would you come to know him in your heart? Because right now I do believe that if you're here and you've never accepted Jesus Christ and have a relationship with him, a father-son relationship with him, if you've never done that, I believe the Spirit of God is dealing with your heart. I believe that I believe that right now that you're being invited. That you're being invited into him to be a child of God. I have no doubt about it. A clear presentation of what he's done for us and who he is. And the invitation for you to come is there. So I beg you, I plead with you, don't say no. You may deny that you're that feeling that you're having now, but I can assure you that you want to accept it now. You want to say yes to him now. He said, Brother Randy, I've already done that, and I know him. Do you know him the way we need to know him? Am I to a point, saved child of God for 45 years? No, 46 years. Do I know him as much as I possibly can? Do I strive to get to know him better in my daily life? Or do I go about my life not even thinking about him sometimes? I think we all can know him better. So the question to all of us once again is, do you know him? And it's my prayer today that you do. Let's bow our heads as we prepare for an invitation. Let's bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We are thankful for who you are, what you've done. We are thankful for the time that you've given us this morning to open your word and to study you. To understand who your son is and what you've done and what he's done for us. Lord, it's my prayer right now that if there is one here today who has never accepted Jesus Christ in their heart, never seen and experienced your love, never experienced your salvation, that you'll knock on their heart's door and just keep knocking until they answer.
Lord, help us all know who you are and come to know even closer who you are. So as we sing this invitation song, may decisions be made for you today. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand and let's sing together. The invitation is open for you. You say, Brother Randy, I can't, you know, God doesn't want me. After what you just said he did, there's no way in the world that he'd want me. Oh, yes. He died for us just as we are. So let's sing this together. And let's make decisions for him today.